them, and it's why.
This is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
Because we, if we can't get answers, demand reasons why we can't have nice things. Proving that you never grow out of being Florida man, we go to Florida. And this, a domestic, which police had to show up there in the St. Petersburg area after an 87-year-old Florida man was arrested yesterday for a domestic got in a tangle with his wife when she sought to turn the air conditioning down in the couple's residence. Yep. It was about a 7 a.m. confrontation between Charles Ingram and his 85-year-old unnamed spouse. As police showed up, reported that they argued with the victim and the wife,
mm-hmm,
and all about the air conditioner, too. They were asking, what do you, officer, think the thermostat should be at?
We've got questions.
They respectfully declined to give their input on that because it's irrelevant. Either which way, she touched the thermostat. He said, don't, and then pushed her away from it. She pushed back, and then cops were called. So Ingram will be in court later on this afternoon. I hope the temperature is set accordingly.
Dum, 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 dum.
Just can't believe it. The fine animal known as a dachshund doesn't get nearly the respect it deserves. You know, they're so much more than just a wiener dog. They are rugged individualists and fantastic explorers. One in Australia named Valerie ran off while her family was on vacation at a place called Kangaroo Island. And then survived in the wild for 549 days.
Holy cow.
Locals began spotting her around. Now, mind you, this is called Kangaroo Island. There's lots of wildlife out there.
Wow.
So they put a kennel out with her owner's shirt, and everyone was reunited.
Yeah, but I bet that dachshund is different now.
They've seen things.
Dum, 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 dum.
I'm glad it got back. Let us go to Michigan, and a Michigan State Police trooper found about $5,000 in lost cash just right there on the roadway. Well, the trooper, unnamed in this one, found it there just outside of Michigan. No, in Michigan, pardon me, Monroe, Michigan. That's where this happened. But either which way. The trooper contacted a nearby bank because there was one like two blocks away. And certainly they confirmed a customer had just made a withdrawal for that exact amount. So the trooper then did some due diligence and really actually a nice thing and tried to call that person that did the withdrawal who took the money. But there was a problem. The person thought they were being scammed and hung up on the trooper several times, thinking is one of the billions that everybody gets. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they send you text messages to get these creeps out of the way.
Yeah, eventually the trooper just like showed up at the person's residence and was like, hey, I'm actually a state trooper. Mm-hmm. Is this yours? And then it was resolved. By the way, starting 2 weeks ago there in Monroe, Michigan, was the public service initiative warning people of being victims of fraud. I guess the program works.
Dum, 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 dum.
A plus. Mac People Jr. really needs to start making some better choices. Allegedly. Well, that's because he's been spending way too much time with the police in Berry Hill, Tennessee. He's a frequent flyer with 83 arrests under his belt. The latest, he was accused of stealing an iPad, then trying to sell it at a local gas station. Yeah. Just so everyone's clear.
That's where you go.
That's not where you buy that. Not even a little.
I don't know. It was a good deal.
Tariffs.
Tariffs, Heather. Let's go to New York. 37-year-old woman in New York named Danielle Da Silva was caught this past Sunday morning zooming at 102 miles per hour in her SUV. She was pulled over. There was also an adult male passenger in the vehicle and a 2-year-old in the SUV, which ramps up these charges quite significantly.
Oh,
reckless driving, reckless endangerment, second degree, injury, risk to a minor, and failure to stop on the right side of the road. She was released on a $500 bond. No word if she made it to her destination, but the officer did ask, why are you going so fast? She was late for a Thomas the Train event.
Oh,
what
yeah.
would Thomas say?
Ugh.
I think I can. I think I can. I think I can go that fast.
The southern border can be a very dangerous place, JB. You never know what you're going to find. Drugs, guns, contraband, 4-ounce live birds.
What?
La Jude Libyan was crossing near San Diego, and agents knew something was a little off. And they were right. They found parakeets in his boots and under his car seat.
Aw.
I know.
Poor birds. Again, like the dachshund.
Mm-hmm.
They'll never be the same.
Ever. Dum, 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 dum.
No,
okay,
weren't.
That's the third.
That was the seagull
The third time. It's enough.
And then finally, let us go to a Pennsylvania parish there. And a Pennsylvania Catholic priest recently arrested for stealing $40,000 from his parish to fund a couple of addictions.
Naughty.
Largely playing Mario Kart Tour and Candy Crush. Father Lawrence Kozak pleaded guilty to pilfering the funds to afford power-ups and other in-game purchases. He also spent the money on gambling games, including Willy Wonka Vegas Casino slots and the Wizard of Oz slot machine game. He blamed his addiction on stress that began during the pandemic. Father Kozak looks to be sentenced to about 80 hours of community service. Isn't he darn? He do that? He's a priest.
But will be
required to write a formal letter of apology to his former congregation and officially take himself out of the running to be the next pope.
Okay.
I know.
Dum, 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 d